Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Hello. Today we're going to explore a hypothetical question. What if all the churches suddenly disappeared? Interesting question. For a long time, churches have been important to our communities. They provide spiritual guidance. They provide comfort when we need it. They provide us with opportunities to serve and care for one another. People who don't attend often appreciate church buildings just for their beauty. But what if all of that was suddenly gone? How could that happen? Maybe in-person church becomes obsolete. Everybody starts doing it online. Or maybe a pandemic or some other disaster makes group gatherings unsafe for a long, long time. Or maybe we lost our religious freedom. It could happen. Whatever the reason, let's imagine that all the church buildings are empty. What happens next? Well, first there would probably be a lot of uncertainty and grief. Most of us would feel lost. We'd feel disconnected. We might feel like we'd lost our spiritual homes. But people are resilient, and I bet some would start meeting in homes or other places to try to recreate what they had lost. Less committed folks might drift away from their faith, and popular holidays like Christmas and Easter would be missing their religious roots. And much of the charitable work that churches do, clothing drives and free meals and counseling by pastors and priests and other church leaders, would suffer. Young people growing up wouldn't develop a habit of church attendance at all. And the great architecture of the cathedrals and the sanctuaries that are all over our country would go unused, maybe fall apart. The cultural loss would be huge. Now, some optimistic people might argue that this shakeup could lead to some renewal, a new focus on Jesus' teachings and acts of service to others rather than rituals and buildings. But for sure, the loss of churches would leave a gap. To get a taste of what loss of faith can do to a community, look at the old Soviet Union. The communist government suppressed and persecuted religious groups. Beautiful cathedrals were destroyed. Three generations grew up in that godless environment. The results were demoralized people, loss of morals, and loss of meaning for many. American churches at their best have provided connection, uplifted people, and brought positive social change like during the Civil Rights Movement. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Southern Christian Leadership Conference coordinated using churches across the South. And who can forget his "I Have a Dream" speech, blending scripture and patriotic hope together. King said the most segregated hour in America is Sunday morning worship, but he also believed strongly in the power of the church community to bring about change. And as he put it, the church must be reminded that it is not the master or the servant of the state, but rather the conscience of the state. Maybe you're skeptical about organized religion. Fair enough, churches don't always live up to their ideals. But they have played an important part in history. Like them or not, it's hard to imagine society without churches. Maybe there's a balance, a middle space, where people who want to worship can do it, but society also makes space for those who don't. America's founders purposely avoided establishing a national religion. Many faiths and denominations have learned to cooperate and work together to do good things. Different beliefs are a strength, not a weakness. The Bible speaks about the variety of gifts and says if the whole body were an eye, what would be the sense of hearing? So I don't think that any of us would wish churches away entirely, but we can be honest about their flaws and still appreciate the good that they do. We can remember that the true church is not about buildings or rules. In the New Testament, Paul encourages early believers. What shall we say, brothers and sisters, when you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a tongue, an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. In other words, it's the people that make the church, no matter where you meet. If we want a stronger nation, we should always look for ways to encourage community, charity, whatever forms they might take. There's a saying that goes, the church is not a building, not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. Let me end with an amusing comparison I once heard. A church is like Noah's Ark. It stinks, but if you get off of it, you'll drown. Friends, don't abandon the community of church. Though we may sometimes get frustrated with one another, stay aboard, lend a hand cleaning up messes when needed, and work together to stay afloat through the storms. If churches disappeared, we'd just have to rebuild them, because we will always need to gather together to find meaning, purpose, and community. It's about relationships. Thank you for listening today. I hope you found this thought-provoking. What institutions or gathering places matter in your life? Consider reaching out to your local church or charity and learn how you can sail this ark together with the rest. Have a blessed day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.